Podcast Time. It's party time from the Culture Swine on Radio DR.co.za.
It's party time from the Culture Swine, and I'm here today with returning guests Ndum Gobozi. Can you like greet maybe?
Oh hey, am I supposed to say something? I thought you said guests, so yes, I thought you were mentioning everyone.
Yeah, I don't know what's the visual. And then I was gonna continue.
Okay, hi. Yeah, his iPhone. Hi.
No Mwango.
Popular demand.
And then my co-host finally decided that today he wants to come back. Mike Dimba, the captain.
We back.
What do you do, baby?
No, we're back.
Vandaag, we are going to discuss, you know, like, it's actually a difficult topic because we don't want to, like, attack these mofos. We don't want to attack Caucasians, you know, and like there's obviously a lot going on when it comes to race in America and here in South Africa. It's basically just everywhere around the world where there's Caucasians, there's gonna be racism. So
it sounds so bad, but it's so true.
But yeah, it's
so true.
So today we're gonna be talking about
The caucasity
of the cocks in these like Model C schools, you know. Everyone here has been to a Model C school
and private schools.
Well, I think mine was semi-private, and we don't have to mention names or like, but we don't have to mention the names of the schools. Yeah. But like, we can definitely just chat about
the experience.
Yeah. So let's jump into it.
What would you say is the most racist thing you'd encounter?
Yes. You want to start there?
Yes, let's peek.
Straight in.
For me, it was this one time where this Afrikaans teacher... So, you know, in assembly, you have to line up before you go to the hall.
Mm.
So we were lining up by her class, like we were mixed class thingy-majig. And we're lining up. And so this 12 MA, whatever, starts walking towards the hall. Then my class, I'm in the front, we start walking because now they're done walking. This lady literally, like, dragged me back with my uniform, school uniform, pulled me back into the line and looked me dead in the eyes. And she's like, XL clap you.
Why?
Because I fucking started walking towards the hall. I have no idea what the hell was going on. I was shook out of my, like, mind, dog. Not even lying. That was my... one experience that I'll never forget happened to me at school.
Imagine, there was no reasoning as to why.
There was no reasoning, because not like I was talking. I know the order is, and when you're going to assembly, everyone gets in a line, you wait for, it goes in order. So once this line goes and it's over, then the next line follows, then the next line follows. So I literally did exactly like what is meant to be done. But she done pulled me the fuck back into that line. And like, look me dead in the eyes, and she's like, XL clap.
Were you in the front of the line?
I was in the front of the line.
See, I think that's the problem. You're a black person thinking your place is in the front.
Oh, hectic.
Yeah. That's probably where it came from. No, even as a joke, but it's true. Like, because why would you just know? Like, well, because like, you took initiative. Hey, guys.
Absolutely.
I love that we can talk about it now, but my God.
Yeah, no, and I hate the fact that, like, at that time, I didn't do anything about it. I think I went
that's
and I...
the thing, dog.
No, because Pella, back then you were powerless because you were told to go to teacher's rights and you aren't.
Exactly.
But here's the bad thing, though.
We learned how to brush off things that we really should never have.
See, that's why when you asked the question about the most racist thing you've ever experienced,
yeah.
I think I probably experienced a lot, but because I found a way to deal with it, I stopped picking up on racial things.
Literally.
They just fly over me.
Yeah.
But unless Mona was okay, now you're trying to be all up in my face.
Yeah.
But I can't think of anything. I can't think of any specific incident.
Yeah, because
but
that,
I was thinking also,
racism was everywhere.
If we had to go back, these people,
yeah,
the teachers would have a problem, hey?
Down.
The schools
right
are
now,
proper
okay.
issues.
Yeah.
Proper
that's
issues.
Always, that's yeah, always what
know.
I think.
And I think for me, it stems from, they know Ugutsi is African... children, we are taught to not talk back.
Mm.
We are taught to go to an adult is right
so
and I'm wrong. They take advantage of it.
Of it.
Because if you see sometimes your peers, those of a different color or those who have a different type of hair texture, because even the other ones think they're so great, they're able to just speak back to teachers like it's nothing.
And nothing happens.
And then she's like, I'll call your mother or father, call them, I'll give you my phone now.
And
when Anjay, you know what's Anjay? My parents, no, you're not including them. I'll take whatever punishment you give me.
Yeah.
So even that, they got used to it because now I'm also in a varsity where you once had a white girl just flat out tell the lecturer where to get off. I just debated a few things with you. Why do I want my design to change? I was in the HOD's office. Why? Because they know Wuti as black people were submissive.
Mm.
And the sad thing is, even till this day, you still have parents who are teaching their kids Wuti no, untom tala gunje, gunje, gunje. Kanti, what you're doing is you're clipping your child's wings, because when they go into that school where you want them to compete equally, they're at a disadvantage because their friends, your Byrons, your Melissa's nanny, they have maids who look like the kid's mother. Now, do you think that's going to be so fun?
Yeah.
Because the same thing happens when you now take it to the workspace where a person can't understand why in a boardroom there's a black person telling me what to do. At home, there's a black woman cleaning my toilets. Do you see how it's always going to be? Sorry for jumping in going forward, but this is also going to get off,
nah,
get off my chest. It's never going to change.
Yeah.
It's never. We can talk about this till we're black and blue in the face. We can do everything we want. But as long as our, I guess, parents still take a bus to go clean the house, where their child goes to school with someone who looks like me. Because now Leongane has grown up seeing Umavis or Uban Uban in a certain way. So now, then you also see the cleaning staff at school. They happen to be black. Now how, if someone is raised in a household where black people were the gardeners, the poor people, the bani, how is that child, if they weren't taught properly, ever going to respect you? Or how is that teacher going to respect you? Because they see it as an affirmative action kind of, not a hire, but, you know, an enrollment. Because, mind you, that's why they don't want black people in their schools. But because the government's black.
Yeah. I also feel like the systems in these schools are definitely not meant for us. They're not kind to us at all.
They don't care for blacks.
Yeah, they don't. Because how are you telling me that, like, our hair is a mess? your Melissa and Chantal can come there with like red, purple, blue hair whenever they want to, and it's perfectly fine. And yes, it's fine if school Wuti, you know, validly schools were built at a time when they were not catering for us. But obviously, as the time progresses, and the school is progressing, the systems are constantly progressing. So you can't now be like, oh no, your hair is just unacceptable. It is acceptable because we are in a society where my hair is okay now.
Yeah.
Back then, you could tell me that and I'd be like, oh, well, the school isn't for me anyway. But now, no, listen, I'm here and you must accept. Like, I hate the fact that we still have to fight.
You know, the problem is, what you're forgetting, when you look at the board of any school,
that's a very tricky one.
That is always an issue.
I've got a parent who used to be on a board of a school that I used to go to, and something that he was bringing up is that black parents don't want to get involved. He was on that board and he's so proud to say that, like, it wasn't easy. He obviously has a 9-to-5. He had to make time. No one just has time to just be a part.
But here's the thing.
But he was also talking about how he was that person who was there as a representative of
people. What was his occupation?
He's a doctor.
You see, that's always. I'm not trying to bash.
Fine, yeah.
But it's always a career thingy that's easy. Not easy, but where you can, where you're going to be on call.
Yeah.
There's certain things I don't want to say, but like.
But it's always either like a doctor, a lawyer, if it's black people, or the parent.
Because
the parent is of a child.
It's not because. It's not because.
You can only bring it down to that, guys. I also know black parents from my schools that definitely, I don't even want to call it a luxury. My dad doesn't have the luxury to leave work when he doesn't. No, he will take a lunch break to leave and go do something. It's not that he could do whatever type of thing. There are, like, I think there's also a certain type of accountability that we must take as black parents, because we also don't, we can't expect white parents to cater for our problems.
But can I say something on that one before I forget it?
We also need, like,
what you must understand is white parents. Don't have a white person who is now a parent doesn't face the same issues as a black parent who is now working, because a white person, dare we say, gets more leeway at work. I'm going to my son's or my daughter's school, I'm a part of the board, shop. But as a black parent, if you say that at work, your boss who's white is going to be like, we're on a board, what? No, work till whatever time. That's not for everyone.
I'm just saying
that I think also must understand, Wuti, with our parents, I'm not making excuses, I'm just trying to understand.
Of course.
With our parents, they weren't really involved in after school activities, or they weren't allowed to get involved. Yeah. So in their thingy, they're like, I've sent you to a good school, do what you must. Yeah. I'll fetch you when I have to fetch you. Yeah. I'll give you money for you to travel. Yeah, well, so it's not necessarily a thing of which they don't want to. It's because they just don't know how to.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, because now the white parents come there with their picnic baskets and they do the most.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, so figure, and Jake, also, I mean, like, little band, I doesn't know what to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, doesn't know how to speak to anyone.
Yeah.
So the way they see it is, you now know English as my child. Go there and make friends and do whatever you need to do, and I'll chauffeur you wherever it needs to happen. Where I feel like this has to change is when our age group are now parents. There should be no excuses now.
Yeah.
But I feel like also we're fighting, won't get into boards. They've seen what we can do. We talk too much.
But like, you know,
we talk.
The narrative is here.
We talk way too much. The thing is, everyone wants a black person who's well-spoken, you know, who's respectable. Yeah, nanny.
Who knows
but you must know your place.
Yeah.
You must know your place.
Yeah,
well, don't now outshine. Don't now outshine and outdo.
Definitely not that person.
Yeah, it's not.
But like, yeah, guys, there's also like, you know.
But also, guys, also misunderstand. I feel like maybe also our parents have been through so much with, you know, that period. They're just tired, man. They're just like,
Also, yeah, I think it's also cool for us to also be able to urge our parents to want to be a part of stuff like that.
No, definitely. Like, but it depends. No, now you know your parents.
Black students,
you can't put them in something that you know they wouldn't do.
Hey, but our parents would also do everything for us, guys.
Granted, that's, but do you want to put someone in a very uncomfortable situation?
Hey, they're grown. They can handle themselves.
I just think with the board, like I know at my school, definitely the black parents that were in the boards, the school board, was a student who was super good in the sports.
Mm.
So the parents was in there.
I don't know if you can deduce that from that.
And then the head girl's mother.
Oh.
Head girl's mother, deputy head girl's mother was in there. That's the only, for us, that was the only time we saw black parents in the board.
Because so you guys had a black head girl.
My sister became deputy head girl, and she played hockey for what, KZN.
Yeah.
My dad was, that was literally years and years and years before. He literally became bored when we got to that school.
Yeah.
Before she ever had any potential in literally whatever.
Yeah.
And he kept saying he's been waiting, like the whole time they were waiting for another black parent to want to be part of it.
Yeah.
They would go and scout people. They would let you ask for people to come be involved in it. Yeah. Not that they didn't want to and stuff, but it's also like,
I think also, come on, goddamn, Bella, if we have to be honest, not necessarily because doctors are free, have the luxury of doing whatever they can, but if we look at it, like, I know with my parents, I'm sure they would have, I don't know, actually, maybe they wouldn't even have cared to go on a board, but from a point of when I had sports to do and they were never there, it was because, or they'd come, like, towards the end, is because my mom would have to chill at work till she had to be the last person to leave her workplace as principal.
So she can't now be a part of a board.
My dad is coming from town and like sidlala emhlali, you know, like he also needs to be like one of the last people to leave work. So he also can't be living his best life, you know. Who are you going to tell? Hey, I'm just going to go watch my kid.
Also, I feel sports. Like we are just dodging
it's very hard for
a very like No. There are always those few with parents in the and you know why the kids, because you know Caucasians, how they went through life so easily in school. You have a family or parents who have heavy pockets.
Yes.
So now you know what, you cannot upset this child.
That's
this child can never be upset ever.
Yeah.
So that's another thing. Yeah, but if you're gonna speak about white privilege, it's also that. Which you had the money to flex. You had the money to make sure your child is uber comfortable. So your child could be like the shittiest human being ever in the school. But because the parents donated a new wing of the school, or they donated a new sports center, maybe, let's say, so Bang Bang's mom works at some company who's now sponsoring the team, first team rugby or whatever the case may be. Oh, now untouchable. I seem tinted, Jaloy. They could literally burn the school down.
Yeah.
And we'd just be like, we're so sorry that we didn't give you fuel to make a bigger fire. Like, it's... hey, guys. Then, obviously, the sports.
Yeah.
I didn't play sports because I didn't care for sports. But what I realized is, black people, that's the one time where we were treasured.
Yes. Yeah. Especially
because why? Like it or not, our genes are strong.
Hey, bro.
Sinom sin.
My whole cries.
Hey, I'm a war cries, I'm guys. Cries. Can you just be loud? just scream. This is your time to shine, guys. This is your time to shine, guys. Just please. War cries, come on. We need you in the forefront for this one. Hi, guys.
The funny thing is, you want our voices to be loud when it suits you. But when we naturally talk and our and voices project, it's
this
a problem.
This is not a tarvan.
This is not a tarvan.
Imagine, you could find a black child who literally was raised in the burbs, has only ever known life in the burbs.
I don't even know what
it's
Shabin.
I live in Lokshin. I'm not Prince of Shabin.
What is that?
Like,
how dare they?
Why? Because it's that whole thing of associating or painting all black people with one brush.
Yeah.
And then there's also the whole thing of, there's an issue if your English is not perfect. But if your English is perfect, oh my God, your English is amazing. Yeah, because I was forced into an education system that forced me to learn English. And it's gone to a point where even as amongst ourselves, if I mispronounce a word, it's like, oof. But now forgetting like what Trevor Noah once said about the whole accent, which we forget that even the black accent is also still an accent.
Yeah.
Where if something's said in French or Italian, it's like, oof. But if it's black, it's like, oh my gosh. You're literate or you're not smart, you're not clever, none.
Yeah.
And that's another thing that they've sort of built where they've turned us against each other or turned us against ourselves.
Guys, do you understand the caucasity of these people? They have worked on us for years to a point where like we don't even see our own language,
but that's
our own
accent. When you speak up, it becomes a thing.
Why was that ever a problem that black girls at schools are hanging out together? Why was that ever? Even beside the language thing, the black girls sitting in groups, why was that ever a problem? I don't know about your school or anywhere else.
It was definitely a
problem.
Why
is that a thing?
Why are you not sitting with the other girls?
Guys, it goes back to...
What's the meaning of that?
No, there's power, there's strength in numbers. A lot of the system requires black people to be divided.
Yeah.
It thrives on you not being kind or cordial to your fellow black sister. As soon as all of you guys are now together in cahoots, as they want to call it.
Why is everyone threatened of us?
Shit. No, everywhere. Like any place. Listen, I'm not racist, I'm just saying. Any place where white people have gone ashore, they've always been people there, Vel, but now what they we've discovered a new place.
Yeah.
Then you steal people's culture. And tell them it's wrong.
And now they're making money off our damn culture, our damn culture.
And you wonder why they don't want everyone to be together. Imagine, the biggest conversation is, imagine if Africa had one currency. It'll fuck up the rest of the world. The rest of the world will be in shit. If from Egypt
all the way
to Cape Town was all one currency, do you understand what that would mean?
Because it's strength, Pelale.
It'll make Africa the strongest continent, even though they've taken everything from us and then wonder why we don't have, from our natural resources to... Hey, bro, I won't even start the slave thing. Your Michael B. Jordan's Oprah, they're all ours. those are all our people. But we allow them. We allow them to hum black American. Shab. Paroxalayo. One of your ancestors was once running around here.
I like the fact that Most Def, he spent like how many years living here? Most Def, like he left America and was like, nah. And he stayed in Cape Town for like a couple of years.
I'm sorry, it doesn't count. Staying in Cape Town, that's basically like in Europe. You're in Europe. You're not in South Africa.
The fact that like he ditched that place and was like, I need to just.
But he still wanted to stay in luxury. Like a safety thing. Christian was in Durban or in Joburg.
Yeah,
then you'd have been like, okay.
Okay, well, Fetu, but as much as you guys like, I'm not saying so, but the stuff that they do, but like, how many times do you turn a blind eye when you hear your parents or your friends or whoever speak about an Indian person? But
yeah, that's
like, don't you think we do the same thing sometimes to different people?
Yeah.
Like, how many times you let your parents slip?
But
like that,
what was that thing you were telling me, Nono, about?
I know they do the same thing back to us, but we also do it back.
On how they like to consider themselves black when it suits them. Yes.
Who's this, the colors of the Indians?
Both of them.
Yeah, I wanted to know from you guys if you think black people can be racist.
Oh, very much so. We yeah. see those posts where it's like you can't be black and racist. Yes, you can. Yeah. You definitely can. And it's a thing.
You need to cancel that thing.
Yeah.
But I will say this. I think we have come to a point where we are numb to the whole thing, like you said, about an Indian being called a certain name, yeah. whatever the case may be. Because some Indians forget that they're Indian. And now they think, that because they don't talk like this, eh? Now go to their, you know what I mean? Because you've probably gotten some hectic racism from Indian person. It's like, listen, bro, I'll put water in your hair right now, I'll go back home.
Literally.
Just because it's straight right now and you talk, your hair's black. Yeah. It's not blonde, first yeah. of all. Don't think for a second. Because yeah. when it comes down to it, bring back apartheid, you're going to be with us, stuck.
Yeah, very true.
So that's the thing, Utene. Yeah. Stop this thing. Because now what happens is, you want the perks of having straight hair.
Yes.
But then you want the BEE, don't only, of being black.
Yes.
Or being considered as
yes.
being black in the country.
Yes.
And you can't have it two ways.
I feel like everyone kind of does that, specifically with like black culture, guys. They want to be black when it suits them. They want to be into black things. They want to, you know.
Yeah. So, guys, let's just discuss the lack of like interest that these schools have on pronouncing our names, that the people in these schools have on pronouncing our names.
Mm.
What's the craziest pronunciation you've had of your name?
Tricky one. I don't know if it's just, you know, trickiest pronunciation.
By the way, your full name is Nomshle, just remember.
I obviously know what the fuck my name is.
Is it like Nomshle then?
Yeah, Nomshle.
Where did Nono come from? Was it from them or was it from you saying?
From my mom, the Dale.
Okay, at least. At least.
Yeah. You own my nickname. Don't know about your guys. But I know at school, with pronouncing our surname, my sister was always called up for stuff and stuff and stuff. Wango was pronounced MNC Wango.
MNC Wango.
Wango.
I wouldn't respond. I'd be like, oh, that's not me.
Bruh. But like also asking, like, can we just call you, can we call it Mango? Can we just say your surname?
Mango. Yes, yes.
Guys.
A whole fruit.
Or
is it a vegetable?
It's a fruit.
Oh. It says fruits or vegetables. It's just a fruit. Just don't even know. For me, okay, so my name is Nduduzo.
Mm-hmm.
You'd get, oh, then they'd confuse it with Ndumiso. I don't think it's even confusion. That's just laziness. Like, you know, it sounds the same.
Really
or they'd be like, Nduduzo. And my thing's like, why are you adding the I?
Yeah.
Why are you making it more difficult for yourself?
Bruh, you're making the name longer.
Nduduzo. Like, no.
Incobil.
But here's where it's for me, it doesn't make sense. You live in an African country, right? At the very least, I'm not saying, okay, you should know the language, at least for conversation.
Yeah.
But then, because English, yeah, well, at the very most, just try and get the names right. Because I know like one or two white people.
And like, difficult
it's going to sound so bad. Not even that. Who speak Zulu so fluently, where if I'm on the phone with them, I'm like, okay, listen, because you're white, ne? Please speak English to me. Because now, I'll give you an example. This one time we were having a farewell dinner for a friend. And this one guy, I won't mention his name, he calls me. Sean Doom, I'm like, hey, man, let us man. He's like, I'm like, yeah. Because now all the black people are accounted for. So now, I'm like, who's this black person calling me now? That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Then later, I'm like, hey, guys, someone called me. I don't know if they're going to pull through. Nah, nah. Mm. And then he was like, no, dude, it's me.
Lord.
Now, I don't mean to make it seem like when someone does take the effort to learn the language, it's bad. But it's one of those things that's like, maybe... Not too much. In some places you can, you know, pull through with the Zulu. Not right now. But I just wish, now looking back, I just wish there were more people who, in high school, more so, made the effort to know Zulu.
100%.
I mean, because I think with the language barrier, that's what caused segregation.
Yeah.
Which, they seemed like they were against it, but then also at the same time, they were for it.
Yeah.
You know, the white folks wouldn't really care too much about not chilling with the black people. I mean, granted, every white group needed a black token.
Yeah.
You know, the ones who would, especially in boys' school, relax their hair.
Hey, but you know.
It's like, okay. And you're like, yeah, bruh, freaking awesome, man. Bruh. Like, oh, you're going to rage, oh, like, oh, these dolls.
Wait, it's but like, have you encountered racism from those black people?
Oh.
In a way. But not as
not
obvious.
Racism, but ukubukela phansi.
Because they think they're so great.
Yeah.
It's like, ukubukela phansi just because they get
no, they're acting like
by.
A house nigga. Yeah. Like, calm down.
Yes.
Like, no.
That's
like,
exactly
yes.
how they act.
No, they think they're so great. Because now you also wear skinny jeans. You only date white girls. Yeah. Ah, when it comes down to it, return apartheid, you're coming with us.
Yeah.
You're not that side. When are you or there just to make the group seem
yeah.
like they're very...
Guys, there's absolutely nothing wrong with being the... If you're going to be the black token of the group, I wear it, be the black token, but also
but
be
then,
yourself.
No, if you're going to be a black token, then your responsibility is to teach them and
yes,
culture them what
yes,
you know.
Yes. Don't now change and be them.
Yeah.
And then what's that friendship?
No, because what they do then now, they're also not bathing in the morning. It's like, you can't do that. You can't do that.
You
definitely raise a certain way.
Because now it makes when I'm like a friend, just the white token in the friendship.
Also, sidebar, not to say that all white people don't bath in the morning, but I've had white friends where I took a bath at night. Then in the morning I have to wake up. They're like, "Oh my god, I thought you took a bath last night." I'm like, "I definitely did, but I was sweating." No, I was sweating at night, so I need to bath in the morning. Oh, sorry, you finished all the cold water, all the hot water, the only cold water. I'm like, fine, I'll go in there cold.
Bruh.
It's okay. I've been to the river.
No, like,
so
what I'm saying is you're right. If you're the black token, it's your responsibility to teach your white friends then of like the culture.
But then also don't act like you're better than the other black people.
Yes.
Just because now you are now the mascot.
Because now, as umuntu omnyama, then when I'm with white friends, now I feel weird ukuthi I'm here and like there's a black friend there who's not within the squad.
Literally.
It now makes you feel
literally.
Weird. Can't be there. That time it should be chilled. It shouldn't look bad. So you shouldn't feel bad.
But you know, guys, with everything we're talking about, I think it's very important we don't forget there are those white people who will go out of their way. Let's say we're having a conversation, the four of us, right? Then, like, the white friend will lean over and it's like, okay, so I caught A, B, C, and D, but what was this word? Because for me, it shows what you want to actually know.
Yes,
it's like, okay,
yes.
I understand this, but what was this?
Yes.
But then you find someone who's going to take an interest. You can't live in a place and not know the language. Yes, so it's like white people.
No, but that's the thing.
While you're here, you're not going to learn the black language. But as soon as you go to Spain or wherever,
right,
now you want to learn.
Coming back with the and the accent. The language and the accent. Come on,
I just feel like in South Africa, especially like these areas, going to the white school that I've been to, I feel like I've realized these white people have come into a space where it's okay, this Durban North area is our space and we're letting you guys into our space and that's what they do that's wrong.
That's
why they don't want to learn our languages, because we're coming into their space and we've kind of not allowed that. Obviously, it's because of apartheid and 990, but right now it's become that situation. Obviously, it's getting better now though.
I don't mean to start something very hectic, right? Just forgive me. But someone asked, where do white people come from? No. Hear me out.
Isn't it?
Someone said, Afrikaners, you understand. It could have been like Dutch,
Britain,
German.
Yeah.
What about the non-Afrikaans speaking white people? Where did you come from?
Isn't it Europe? Aren't they Europe?
Yeah, but then originally, for more than there, where do you come from? Because you have no culture.
Yeah, that's so true.
You have no culture at all.
On Heritage Day, they dress like us or like Indian outfits or whatever.
Yeah.
They don't... Where are you from?
See, bruh, this whole thing needed a white person to buffer it out, just to be like,
literally,
hey.
But
the sad thing is, the white friends we have are so down with the swirl.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, so no, down with the people.
About to say that,
it wouldn't make sense. You wouldn't get a proper.
I don't want to go on a full
pushback.
Bashing of Caucasians, because we literally are exposed to the most nicest, most coolest, most down to earth, most like. Exposed to our culture type of Caucasian.
To a point where you don't see them as white friends.
Yes,
friends
you just see them
who
as
happen
friends.
To be white.
The whiteness you think of it later on.
They
things,
they're having the necessary conversations. Multiple of them have literally asked where they can go to learn how to speak Zulu. They'll pay for classes. They're just starting to show an interest.
Not even that.
More effort.
About the one time you want to go to the Shisanyama, like in the hood, they're like, oh, let's go.
They don't even ask.
I'm the honest to be like, I don't feel safe.
Then here's
the white person, like, let's go. I'm like,
bruh.
You're going to be like literally a highlighter. Like, you're going to stick out. Like, are you sure you want to do this?
They don't care. They like to.
But this whole conversation is about those of you who still think Mshlanga is Mshlanga, Mdloti is Mdloti.
But I think if you're going to live somewhere, you need to know how to pronounce it.
Hey, dog.
If you don't know how to pronounce it, get the fuck out of there.
But there are small changes, though. I don't know if you noticed, like, on, you know, like, road signs, where they've changed umhlanga from a capital U to a small U and a capital M.
Yeah.
I thought I was spelling changes. It wrong for the longest time, because I realized, I didn't see it. Mm. I was like, no, man, is it a capital U? Or is it? But now it's a small U
and
a
capital U. It's umhlanga.
Yeah.
So it's a small U and a capital
M. Yeah, because it used to be big U and
small. Oh, that's why they're actually umhla and umhla. Imagine living in a place you can't pronounce. It means you don't belong there.
Only know how to pronounce Belito. Now, Con is Belito.
Belito.
So, I don't even know anymore.
A former friend of mine, I say former because she can go fuck herself, once said, you must have a system where, dear white people, you have like a month to learn area names in KZN. Other provinces can give a shit.
Yeah.
Not in a bad way, but Bulukwandi. but then it's like, we're gonna put you in a line. If you live in Mhlanga and you say Mhla, you go into the boat, you go back.
You're going to the boat. Where is that boat going? But where is that boat going? Because we
Where did it come from? It must go back. There's some place it must go. No, I say Bulukwana because I don't know other province names. Like, I don't know. In Cape Town, I know like your Langas, your Kukuletus, which are easy to pronounce.
Yeah.
But I don't know about that deeper, like your. You know, whatever. You know when you say those things, like Mubango. You know, like, I don't know, but I'm just saying, Uti, if you're gonna live, you don't learn the language, sure, just pronounce the damn place.
Yeah.
Say Mhlanga. Because sometimes I hear a person say Mhlanga, I'm like, I shouldn't be shocked.
Yeah.
It shouldn't come as a shock to me that you pronounce a place properly.
Did you see on Facebook, there was that guy that was speaking Zulu, that like Caucasian guy that was speaking Zulu with DJ Dir. I think
I saw
everyone
that.
Like got thing, so hyped over it, and I felt so like ashamed of our people. Uguti shame. This is like something that we're
they don't get hyped when we speak English.
Yeah,
that's a bare minimum you could do.
They get they don't celebrate and like have a whole fireworks thing when we speak English,
dude.
But then when they speak a few sentences, we like, keep the land, take the land.
Hey,
yeah.
That's one. That's another.
Also,
thing.
Stop to Miss Universe. Zozie, what's her name, Miss Universe? Thank you. She was like, your girl, you've been gone for like, 3 months? She was doing an interview on radio, and she's like, I can't. I'm like, Sissy, wait.
I can't.
You can't or you can't?
You can't.
I just can't.
But no, that's the problem that they have with Trevor Noah now, even. Uguti, he's gone there in America. But he's been there for like a while now.
How long? About 10 years, 12, 13 years on and off. But now it's been like 3 years.
Officially, yeah. So people are having a problem with that now. Uguti, now he's also now.
I feel like Trevor Noah sounds the exact same as he's always sounded.
I feel like I definitely know for a fact if I went somewhere and lived there for like even 3 months, I would come back with some shit. I know for.
No, I mean, I'd come back with the two flakes.
No, I wouldn't come back. Yeah, to I just Minang, know that I'm very
flex.
Quick to pick up.
I'll bring it with
Minang,
me.
I know. I'm very quick to pick up things.
Now like, I'll be like, I can't.
Even when I meet new people and like I hear someone say some cool shit, I start to pick up their lingo. So I know for a fact if I went somewhere, anywhere in the world where there was something different that they were doing that I'm not doing here in South Africa, I would definitely pick it up and come back saying it. And I know everyone would be like, Aibo, you've only been there for 3 months. Yeah, wow. Wow, I copy fucking paste.
Also, guys, while we're on this whole thing of like...
Before I went to Cape Town.
You know what I mean?
This whole thing of like racism, whatever the case may be. Obviously, this is an entirely different topic. But I just wondered, like, if people want to be so pro-black, you're going to be so, being black, nan. Are we ever going to tackle the weave thing? Or we're just gonna let it go.
What about the weave?
No, if you want to be so black, if you want to be so proud and black, why are you straightening your hair? Why do you have a wig on that is an imitation?
You see, that comes with
the
now.
Freedom of expression.
You see, that whole pro black thing, masakuba no feminism, no freedom of expression. No, but like there's so many things. Yeah.
Building up these.
Yeah, so it's.
Because then one might argue, Uguti. If you want to be so pro-black, and then why don't you like the texture of your hair? Obviously, putting a wig doesn't mean you don't like your hair, but it means you putting in a wig, you are trying to evolve for that moment into something that would be deemed
that
better.
That you ain't.
But does it mean that for that week, or that 2 weeks, or that month that you have on that thing that you're now trying to...
No, but why have it on? If you're so anti things that are white or things that aren't black, why are you okay with buying 100% human hair from a country somewhere where they cut the hair to remove bad luck. You take the bad luck, you put it on, you put the glue on, you even put the makeup to make it blend in nicely. That's my thing.
Because we've been conditioned to believe that those are like the features that, like, you know.
Yeah, but my thing is, if you're fighting to try and make the black thing.
Because are we really fighting those things?
I don't think we are.
I don't think we are.
I think we pick and choose
what
we're not picking. Because you find the most, like, the staunchest black power don't person with a 32-inch.
Yeah.
That you go, it blows in the wind. Like, the expensive type. Yeah. No, the type only your sugar daddy can buy for you. Literally. I don't care how much money you have.
Yeah.
It requires, like, a sugar daddy kind of finance to pay for it.
Yeah.
But you're okay with having that.
I think it depends.
But you want to fight on, like, a mandala.
I feel like it depends on your situation. Because I was looking at a thread the other day, especially about... Okay. Especially about hair, yeah, well. And this girl was like, okay, well, and I'm pro-black and everything. But sometimes le weave or this wig helps. Because as soon as I go into a meeting for a new job,
you're more respected.
They're not going to take me seriously with my natural hair as much as that. So I need to put on that wig for me to get that job, for me to be professional.
But here's the
thing about and then once I'm inside, I can start fighting.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you. Okay,
once I'm inside, I can start fighting.
Because someone even posted, Woods, if you look at professional hairstyles on Google, they put white people.
If they show unprofessional, they show a black man's dreads or hair and a black woman's hair. It's like, how fucking dare you?
Dog.
Like, excuse me. It's why, because now, when a black woman has money, she goes to a white designer. She gets the, like, the weave or the wig. And when she goes in there, it's like, I'm not going to have blonde hair. Also, sidebar, if there's anyone who rocks blonde hair better than white people, it's black people. Just putting it out there.
Yeah.
If you see a black woman in a blonde wig, oh my God.
Fire.
It's like, excuse me.
I'm trying to think whenever I've seen that.
Sure, it looks so much better.
Yes.
It looks next level.
Yes.
Goes to show, guys, this pigmentation thing don't going on here.
Hey, dog, it does wonders.
But that's why they don't like us. I think we're too dope in too many things. Yeah,
we do too much.
There's things that they can't do and look good in. But Tina just manages again. This man is fuck up. One
I hope you put subtitles what you say.
Big racist mhlolis that you guys need to hear. Big racist mhlolis that you guys
What's
need to hear.
What's in English? A yay?
A tragedy?
A yay?
A tragedy. So
here's the mark. Take the mark, Mark.
Have you guys seen the big movements from like DGC and all these other schools?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We happen on it.
Yeah, so this is one of the things that happened. So this girl says, I will never forget last year when we were lining up for practice assembly for colonial disguised as traditional assembly things. A certain teacher literally yelled at a little girl in grade 8, if I'm not mistaken, for hiding her, you know that red string?
Yeah.
She hid that under her watch. Already the fact that she had to hide it says a lot.
It says lots, bro.
She literally yelled in front of everybody and said, you better cut that thing off before the end of the day or I will. When I read another thread, apparently she did make her cut it off.
Mm. Yeah.
And make sure that she put it in a bin so she couldn't go home and reattach it.
Unamanga.
So, mind you, that goes beyond racism. That goes,
can I, you know what it is?
Religion for them.
Oh, guys.
Can I tell you where it's bad for me?
Person's anything.
It's like with us, black people, in this pan.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Again, how do you have a school, for example, in KwaZulu-Natal, and not understand the Ukuthi? Not all of us are uncultured.
Mm.
Some of us have deep-ass cultures.
Yeah.
You, your culture is, I guess, some Mhlanga village. I don't know. Like, that's as far as it goes. No hate to the people, I'm just saying. And, like, if there was some siblings, Ekai, or what do you call it? A function.
Mtlimbi.
What's
mtlimbi?
A celebration. I don't know.
A traditional religion.
A traditional. Dun. Why are schools. For me, I don't always blame the schools, right? It's also the government. That's why the government should come in and be like, no, you cannot discriminate against Indians for having that, or Muslims for covering their heads or having their beards. For us, we had, but I'll tell you something that the Muslim people here in our school, where our teachers would be like, no. No, like this one time, guys, I shit you not. So now, obviously the Muslim, because I went to an all-boys school, they had to have like the beard, right?
Yeah.
Sharp, it's your religion. Like, hey, do your thing. I know their beard grows nicely. Hey, but this one time, this one guy came to school, this beard was trimmed
to the gods, hey? Mm. Like, the build is full, but it looked like this guy came off like a photo shoot.
Yeah.
And they're like, mm-mm. We said you can trim it and have it in a, like, a normal way.
Yeah.
No one said, now be out here. Because I'm telling you guys, it was fading over here. It was fading here. It was fading at the back.
But, like, he wants to be held.
Like,
bro.
He went full, like, yo, he went all the way with it.
Yeah.
Right? I didn't find a problem with it. I was like, hey, listen, if you're going to do it, because you have to, if you want to still embrace it and make it, why not?
Yeah.
I hated the fact that the teacher had problems with it, right? Mm. Then you'd find that we once, I don't know if the kid had to leave school, but there was once a kid who came in with dreads because his family believed, because his father had dreads, mama had dreads and stuff. And obviously they wanted to like put him in a good school. And
yeah.
They're like, no, it's not uniform. The uniform thing is very not African. That's you want us to look, you want us to look like people who can't, like they always say, guys, our hair defies gravity. Our hair is, you can do anything with black hair. Like, the, it's strong. So now, if you're going to fight that all the time, I understand Ugutu Keshab, if it's now out here being like a 30 centimeter afro, you're going to be blocking someone. But let her have a fro and then tie it up in cloths.
Yeah, something.
Like, something. Like, why must it always be cuts? Or why? And then when she does have like a straight back, it's also still a problem.
Yeah.
Why? Because her hair looks dope. Like, what do you want? Must everyone... Because at the same time, guys, here's the thing, right? When a black woman has long hair, it's a problem. She looks good. Put her in short hair, she looks fire. Still a problem. Like, what on earth do you want? So you want everyone to look like... I don't know, brother.
Yeah.
Like, what do you want?
We also had a girl in our school who came and she... And her dreads were, like, long, long. And they were blonde, even. And she... I think... What is it? Rasta...
Yeah.
Rasta... Yeah. So I think that was her belief thing. Goob. So they were like, okay, fine, if this is what you have to do with your hair. Obviously, it's not uniform, but bring a letter. She brought in a letter, but they still kicked her out of the school.
You know why? They probably thought that the letter... I think the letter was for them to buy time to, like, sort of have a conversation about it.
Probably. I don't know what the letter had said, but, like, she did bring in a letter.
Because here's my thing, right, guys? Like, we advertise South Africa as being such a diverse country, you know, a rainbow nation. That's a problem. We out here colouring different colours. That's the more. No, I get that. But also my thing is, what do you lose from having, for letting like someone with dreads keep them neat? Like, what do you lose from that?
Black people should not look appealing to white people, and that's just that.
Well, when we they don't not want look to be appealing to
any fact at all. You should we're look not as here normal for
them. But the sad thing is, if we're gonna put in like the Kardashians, for example, you know, because they stay just taking black culture okay. when
yeah.
they want to.
Can we trade lastly,
please? Right, take
one. Listen, I love me the Kardashian Jenners, but let's be honest, they have taken from the black people as much. You know, Courtney's the only one. Courtney's the only one. I'm like, you know what, man? You low-key kept to yourself because you're like, I'm not going down this train.
Yeah.
Excuse the pun, but everyone else did.
Right, even the mom, all the way. I'm sure now.
But I'm saying,
Caitlin's about to hop on the train.
But guys, it's the same thing with in high school. Girls are told you can't have like straight back extensions. Now you have these white girls. Now they have like, excuse me, no.
Massive multicultural appropriation. No, I'm just embracing.
You're not embracing shit. Embrace your own thing.
Embracing back in high school.
Embrace your own thing. I'm so sorry. Oh. Embrace your own thing. And I know it's gonna sound bad, Wootsing it, you know, keep to yourself, do your own thing, because that's not really the aim of even this conversation.
Mm.
But you can't pick and choose what exactly it is you want to embrace.
And then, yeah.
You don't embrace my culture. You don't embrace my way of life. Your Jan van Riebeek didn't embrace how we lived. No, guys, we were first told Gutene, you can't just walk barefoot. It's barbaric. And now there's now articles on how walking barefoot is good for you. We know. We have known. But you came and you told us, Guti, we can't walk around like that. We're like, yeah. You know what, guys? Hey, the light-skinned person has spoken.
Bruh,
we cannot carry on like this.
We used to walk around nude and shit. Now there's... I mean,
now it's very sexualized.
Now there's literally nude beaches. There's this, and this, where you can go and be nude. How, Sway? How?
Yeah.
Guys, I don't know what I need, but, like, I just need to sit with some Caucasians and just really just, like, dig deep in this conversation and just understand their caucasity on the real though. No, this, on the real.
I can't get over this word, caucasity.
I think this is amazing. I think this is not even a conversation about like the trauma that we face as black people in Model C schools anymore.
It's just daily, afterwards.
I think it's just.
Do you know someone put something
on for them to just do things
on Instagram
when disregarding abanye abantu.
But I'm waiting for a time when black people like get instilled in them that we literally carry the stamp.
It's gonna be a long time. We are very divided. They were able to divide us
and sell like it back to
black
us.
Black people can get back into the we own the shit
and sell it back to us.
Imagine going to a white-owned what's this clothing store and seeing like Ishwe. You're like, whoa,
and
what?
I'm sure there is somewhere.
No, it exists. But I want to say on what you guys are talking about. You know, someone posted. It would say, if you don't understand, I would try and find it, but I'd rather not because. Mm-hmm. Anywho, and one of the things he posted in terms of if you want to know what it's like to be a black person, one of the questions you ask yourself is, oh my God, I'm so attracted to him or her, but well, is he or her interested in dating a black person?
Yeah.
The fact that you have to think
that
far.
Like emotional trauma. And
it would say like you're attracted to someone. Because I think a lot of us, like, let's be honest, okay, we see color at home. Like, let's not fool ourselves, we all see color. There's no things I've seen color.
Yeah.
But for me, for example, I've been in between grade 1 and grade 12, I went to 7 schools.
Yeah.
So at some point, I end up not seeing you for your race.
Yeah.
But I just, okay, that's Ryan. Okay, that's Praveen. Okay, yeah, that's whoever. Like, whatever the case may be. And then I'm like, okay. But then obviously, I saw that you're Indian, white. But I never let that be a defining factor.
Yeah.
Like, even though at home, they're like, ooh, Indians or ooh, white people. Yeah, what kind of thing? But it's very difficult being a person who doesn't necessarily see color with everything. I know there are times where I'm like, no. The ratio of black to white is not in my favor here. I'm not going here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but for example, Mhlanga Village. I think twice when I go there. I'm like, guys. It's like, no. Boy, you even said schmuck. Even that's on its own.
I say schmuck, but I don't fucking vibe to the village.
Yeah, but even when people want to go there.
Yeah.
You know I'm down with the Caucasians, dog.
Yeah, when people want to go there, I'm just like, wait. Why are we going there? Who's there? What's going on? What are we doing? Then I get there and there's like, for every one black person, there's like 20 white people. I'm like, shit. Because, you know, guys, some racist white people don't need you to say anything. Just by looking at you, they're ready to start something. It's hella uncomfortable. Like, I'd rather go to Davenport or Florida. Because no Florida, we own Florida. But it's just one of those things where it's like, for me, it's like also, I would like Naselok Street to be a safe place for Abelung. Not only Oyadin, where you go there because you want to take pictures, you want to do whatever the case may be, but you know when we were with the white person in Lokshin, we try and compensate and trying to. But when I go to like you know the village, it's just like I think though what works in their favor is the fact that it's like for me, you know, a friend of mine like who isn't you know like totally northern, was like to me. Oh my God, dude, I can't believe you speak to white people like that. Watching Zul. I'd like, yo, I'd be so scared. I'm like, I don't see a white person sound to be feared because from kindergarten, from grade R or 000, whatever they call it now, I was cussing with white people. I was learning to walk with white people. I was out there in kindergarten drawing in the circles with white people.
But how crazy is that, that like all of that with white people, but you still don't have the same like, what is it? Privileges, or you don't have the same.
Oh, it'd be like that always.
Or you don't have the same, like, what is it? Fighting field. What is it?
We understand you.
Yes.
That thing of like, yeah, it's not the opportunities. Like, it's not going to be the same.
Never.
Hey,
but you know what the thing is, guys? Can I just
go? You've been here with them.
We have to get to a point, in my opinion. We have to get to a point where you realize, Uguti, we have a black government on paper only.
Literally.
Fight me on this, Ramaphosa. You're a businessman and your side hustle is presidency.
Yeah,
but it's
that's very true. I've always said this, Nam.
And this is why, guys. I was also like, I know Zuma must go. Now Zuma's gone. I'm like, oh, Zuma, come back. Come back. Come back, Baba. I didn't hate you all the way. and 20% didn't like you because apparently you stole money, but everyone steals money. Booyah, and get all these, you know. But it's one of those things where it's like you realize, Guti, I think we must actually get to a point where we start supporting black businesses, start pushing that whole narrative. Because I'll give an example. I don't fear her. Well, at least, for example, Mom Keys's go-to designer is a white man. A white man who allegedly isn't totally fond of black people. Allegedly, so I can't be sued. I heard. No. Wendy Williams told me, if you say allegedly, you're good. You're good. But even that, like, even if that wasn't the case, there are so many talented black designers out there. I'm not saying it for myself. I'm saying there are so many. But what is it about? Why is it when black women have money, they automatically just fly to, like, a white service provider? Yeah. Someone even wrote this one time, Nguti, when a white person has been burned by another white business, they don't go to any other business. They will go and try other white-owned businesses. When a black person has been burned by one black business, they go straight to the white business. And you wonder why black businesses don't have as much experience or they aren't as, you know. Granted, black people can be lazy as fuck. I will not lie. They expect to be given things. They expect handouts. I'll be the first to say it. I've seen it happen firsthand. Yeah. But how on earth do you expect black people to end up getting to a place of prosperity or a place of equalness? Such a word, Oxford. If you don't give them a chance.
Yeah.
Guys, but black people have got a lot of work to do on themselves and our own communities. Because at the end of the day, I'm always just saying we cannot expect certain types of respect. We can't expect opportunities from any other race other than ourselves.
Yeah.
Oh, no, when definitely.
Indians bring one another up. Not even Indians. I know we see it a lot in Indians, but every race is always there for one another.
Build a company in the company, even if it's not in the high manager position. Literally. But
guys, I have seen white people.
Guys, just from now, start to just only support black businesses.
No, it's not gonna work.
Are there enough?
Not even that. Let's
work. Let's have those conversations. Let's work on it. Like, there's no need to
guys,
just throw
for
that
me,
in
it's like,
the, like,
support black businesses, shop.
Yeah, yeah.
But only those who actually do good work.
Yeah.
If you can't find what you're looking for, go to a white business. It's fine.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, Uti, can you first stop?
If you can see what's wrong or what's failing in this business,
do something.
This is why, for example, was it Ricky Rick or someone? So then he was even invited to like a Gucci show, Louis Vuitton show, because he was head to toe. They liked him, whatever the case may be. So you and your AKAs sing about Versace. So why don't you sing about local brands or just wear local? Because my thing is, you complain then when people bring celebrities from overseas, musicians. Bitch, I don't want to watch you. I want to watch Rihanna. I want to watch Kendrick. I want to watch other people because I don't feel what you're giving out, because more than anything, you don't support local.
Yeah.
So you want local to be supported when it's going to be beneficial to you.
Yeah.
But you don't wear local designers. Yeah. You guys are out here, you know. No, basically on how they want us to support them with their music and everything and their shows. But when it comes, once they get the money from us, because we're watching, they go overseas to your Louis Vuittons, your Fendis, your Pradas, your Bunny. And it's like, okay, then you want to come back and try and make me buy whatever you're selling.
Yeah.
Like, apparently at some point, Ukotin person was selling Ivesti for 700 or 600 rand. It's like, how on earth? Weren't you, like, invited to, like, a Gucci fashion show at some point?
Bro.
No, go to Gucci. Mind you, those brands couldn't give a shit about Africans. Couldn't give a damn. But then you're out here, Fendi head to toe, Gucci head to toe. Nani, why don't you support local brands?
Yeah.
Push local brands.
I wanted you to talk about this because I also know I don't want to talk shit about. I don't really care about influencers and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I also don't know about them.
Yeah.
I can't say they're not doing this because I don't know. I don't look into them. I don't follow their lives. I'm sure there's things that they're doing that I don't know about.
Yeah.
But our celebrities, guys.
Our celebrities
lack.
Africa
needs to cancel celebrities. They lack, like, I don't know.
Lack
it's
that
very
support,
big to say. I don't want to say that, but, like, they're just not hopping on enough stuff.
Yeah.
Guys, you know when you're
stuff
celebrity,
like
you have an influence. The gender-based violence thing is very fucking, it's breaking our hearts right now. It's very close to our hearts. But just in general, when we're hopping on trends and stuff, I don't know how often.
They're the most
can
silent,
I tell you why?
The most silent motherfuckers, bro.
I only follow a certain number, that's the thing. I'm
can I tell you why I saw this happen the other day?
I don't want to say too much.
Mihlali, Mihlali, what's a girl?
Yes.
Beautiful, gorgeous.
Yes.
She had said, someone had posted, would say, hey, girl, like, don't speak too much about these things, these topics, because it might hurt your coin.
Yeah.
And Mihlali was like, no, you're not going to tell me what I'm going to post. Because if my people are in a certain situation, I'm going to talk about that.
Yeah.
But then you get the, yes, darlings of this world. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Who are quiet?
The silence, guys.
That's the last time we heard her speak.
Yeah.
But
because
they are very calculating. White people can speak, white celebrities can speak at anything,
about
it's fine.
Anything and say the most shittiest, even if it's racist, even if it's like.
But because our black celebrities are in cahoots with a cell phone, like with networks, and they're with car brands and alcohol brands, they want to keep quiet. And then they want to speak only when what? Global Citizen calls them.
Yes.
Now you're out here like, I do. Hey, what's I'm so because I'm so bad. That's a good thing. Right now, I'm just like, hi. How's about you remove the makeup from your face and speak what you really want to talk about?
No, guys. Honestly, it
I'm
sucks.
I'm missing that authenticity.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist. The only authentic person who's famous that we know is Ufikile Mbalula and Begicele.
Oh,
there is no other. They're the only two people who speak.
Ufikile Mbalula.
Who speak the truth.
A nigga. Younger
man.
How about that guy, guys? How about that guy? La baba, la put. Futasino baba, la put. Hi, man. Hey, but they must stop seats with the president for a moment.
I don't know what it is. I hear what you're saying, Uwuti, because they have all these contracts that they... Yeah, in the house.
I'm going to buy.
Because of all these contracts that they have, signed to whatever, that they can't say what they really feel. But, guys, come on. At least try to find a way, worm it in there. In a certain way, bro.
Why try women and why isn't that what you're like there for?
But also, why are you signing up? Why are you signing up into things that can't make you speak your voice?
Can we talk about
your voice?
First of all, guys, coconut kales.
Nice. Oh God, guys, I'm fucking obsessed.
Love that girl.
I am obsessed.
Coconut kales.
She is calling. She's basically your bro. She does this whole. Comedy thing. She does videos where she almost, she's not necessarily mocking the white people, but she's making fun of white privilege.
Mm.
You know, where she'd be like.
She like speaks in.
African accent.
No, in English.
Very Caucasian way.
Yeah, but what I like about her, bruh, she was calling out. She was calling out like her school, St. Anne's or whatever the case may be. And like a lot of people are now speaking up, but apparently there's a school which apparently did a release. If you speak about systematic racism in our school, you will get a call from our lawyers. And it's like,
how does
for the fact that you're actually telling me not to, that means you know what there's been something you've been doing.
Yes. And my biggest thing was like, why to our local schools so silent? You have black students in your schools.
Excuse me, my former school is on their third black head boy. Even this year, 2020, there's a black head boy. But shame, they're very nice white people, shaming the officers. I'm not sure about the teachers, but the office people are nice.
They did release a letter. I don't know what it said.
A letter?
They released like a thing on Facebook.
I want you to put a full-blown poster in front of the school.
But they were like, oh, we see the things that's happening with the Black Lives Matter. Just make sure that like your information is all accurate if you're gonna be.
Well, if I went to the school, it's gonna be accurate according to what I experienced.
Yeah. And they were like, because they saw that on Facebook, they were being called out for the racism that they former.
Here's the thing, guys.
Experience that they.
What I like is, guys.
Just
let it chill.
Understand where it's stemming from. Like people are literally crying out. Why do you
Dog.
Need to go in defense mode?
Dog.
Schools.
That's the first thing
crying
they always do.
Out. If you can't even get to that place where you're trying to hear them out and be sincere with their like emotions and stuff, and you just want to call back at like this is wrong because problematic.
They said that like if we're seeing that people are calling us out on Facebook or on social media for the racism that they experience at our school. If you're one of these people, please feel free to come forward and tell us about this, and we'll handle it. You didn't handle it accordingly when I was at
but
your
guys,
school. Why now when I'm formal, are you gonna handle me? Alright, guys.
Like. Some of you guys really don't know how nice it is here. Undo is having so much fun. Who's for me is doing the most. No, I got caught up between your real name and your nickname.
What's her real name?
What's yeah?
Ooh. Oh, come on, guys. Come on, guys.
I'm saying 13, 14, I'm such.
As the co-host, it's nice to be back. But, Okulu has you with this racism thing, guys. Like, we all need to do better. Like, white people, black people, we all need to, like, get shit
Indian
going on.
Colored.
And black people. Yeah, also, we didn't speak about that on how, like...
Because we're not them.
I mean, not that we're not them, but, like, South Africa is not a rainbow nation. Mm. It's a zebra nation. Mm. It's a constant war between black people and white people. Yes. And they're not doing the most for coloreds, Indians, whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
And as black people, there's a lot that needs to be said. Yoguti, you're racist if you can't accept people from other countries as well. Like, xenophobia... You're not a normal person. You can't be choosing what you like and what you don't like.
Yeah.
But yeah, guys, thank you. It's been the conversation. Came here, shared our opinions.
Oh my God.
Love being here back home.
It's been.
Thank you, Spume.
Away. And guys, please like, continue to like, follow, subscribe, comment on the Cultured Swan and on Deeply Rooted channels. Love ya.
Say who you love. Do you want to see like more
often? It's not going to be normal.
Like, honesty is literally, it makes
the
bye.
Love, bye.
Okay, sure. Radio.dr.co.za.
Hey, it's about that time. Party time from the Culture Swan on Radio DR.co.za. Mm-hmm.